Blog Talk
Radio. Thank you very much, and thanks for joining me this afternoon. Hillary Clinton is certainly a formidable candidate for president. She will likely capture the Democratic nomination. She will likely be the next president. The question would be, why would that be? She's not accomplished anything in her entire political career. She's been a corrupt corporate lawyer who benefited along with her husband while he was governor of Arkansas by being on the board of directors of a whole list of big corporations, including Walmart, which the left, of course, despises and considers their employees to be like chattel slaves, getting millions of dollars. President, there was scandal after scandal in that White House. Fortunately, you had Newt Gingrich bringing them to the center. As senator, she had a nothing lackluster record. As Secretary of State, we now know that she was traveling around the world and making deals with corrupt, in many cases, bloodthirsty dictators in exchange for large donations to the one of the Clinton slush funds, whether it be the Clinton Foundation or the Global Initiative. The Global Initiative apparently is worth upwards of $9 billion. And this all in exchange for public policies, at least that's the appearance, that would benefit those dictators. There are people in prison for a lot less, but the Clintons, both of them, are brilliant lawyers who know always how to stay one step ahead of the law, done so their entire career. They should be credited at least for that. We could go into a long litany of the strange occurrences during their public life, going all the way back to when Hillary started by being fired from the Watergate Committee because of her attempt to, according to her Democratic head of the office, force President Nixon into, in manners that were unconstitutional even then to him. She was one of the only employees he had who did not get a letter of recommendation. And we could talk about this sleazy career and how much they profited all along. But yet she will be the nominee, most likely, striking an act of God, and she probably will be president. So why is it that they get away with it? Why is it that if a conservative did anything like that, or anything even remotely in that league, they would have been long ago relegated to the ash bins of history? Corporate corruption, greed, self-interest, selling out. I mean, the scandals go on. Selling apparently classified and sensitive equipment and information to communist China in exchange for donations. The reason is simply because Hillary is forgiven. Because she genuflects to the left, because she is on the left. There is no such thing as an objective examination of any of these issues. There is no real fundamental dislike for corporations or corporate corruption. It's all situational. It's if a corporation, and most of these corporations, especially when you get to the top levels, tend to be liberal. If a corporation supports a conservative, then that's a big problem. Then you have, quote, corporate interests, which is the way the left now calls what they used to call Jewish interests. You know, in other words, suddenly the sin of private ownership is an assumption. But if the same corporation, and again, most of these corporations genuflect to the left, they're sending hundreds of millions of dollars to slush funds run by the Clintons, then that is ignored. That is okay. And this shell game about Bernie Sanders and, the Netroots Nation booing Hillary, everyone knows that's a crock of you-know-what. Because everyone knows that people, on the left, there's a uniformal view. There is no fundamental belief. It's all power. and that whoever is the nominee will be supported. In fact, they might even pretend to be angry at her to make her look better to the bubbas out here who are more conservative and who actually are patriotic and have principles, that they might think, oh, maybe Hillary's not so bad. So it's actually what Dick Morris used to call the politics of triangulation. So will Hillary Clinton get away with it? Will this empty suit become the next president of the United States? Somebody who has been corrupt all her life and has been grasping at power and greed? Yeah, I think so. Because, you know, if you take a look at Obama in 2012, he ran pretty well openly on the left, and he beat Romney because Romney didn't really know who he was and because the Republicans didn't really assert themselves. They didn't have the courage to be who they were and to withstand the withering name-calling and scorn that goes with it. You have to understand how the left works. You can take a look at any organization. I mean, this is how they took over the labor movement. Do you think most labor people, members of labor, rank-and-file union members, are people on the left? Hardly. The vast majority of them, at least traditionally, have been conservative. They've been Christians. They've been God-fearing, patriotic Americans who are trying to get peace of the American dream. How is it that they took over unions? Same way they took over the country in 2012. They have first of all, they have the big money, certainly, the large combines of money in this country and in the world are on the left because the left stands for authority. And money and power have a certain coexistence that requires authority centralized. But secondly, they use the tactic of scorn and vilification and just utter destruction, shunning of their enemies. You ever notice when left-wingers are in an organization, whether it be a religious organization or a cultural group or a political group, first of all, they all think alike, so they flock together like birds of a feather, as it were. And then without necessarily organizing, which they probably don't do officially or formally, they will naturally scorn and seek to utterly destroy anyone who dares not goose-step along with their point of view. And so no one wants to go through that. No one wants to stick their neck out and have that kind of destruction. It's ugly, and it's also dangerous for your career. You could be destroyed. You could be wiped out. They make examples every so often of people who are held up for an auto da fe. So any ordinary person would tend to shy away from it. They keep their head low. They don't stick their neck out. And as a result, the left is able to gain the high ground. I think that's what happened to Mitt Romney in 2012. What was the attack against Mitt Romney, basically? Absurdly, the attack against Mitt Romney was that he was rich. Never mind the fact that John Kerry in 2014 was worth three times as much money as Mitt Romney. Never mind the fact that Kerry got his money in his wife's first husband's trust fund, whereas Romney earned his, and in the course of earning his as a capitalist, he had a record of both successes and failures, which they picked apart like vultures. Mitt Romney didn't stand up in the face of this hatred and ugliness for freedom and for capitalism and for individual identity. He didn't stand up, and I don't blame him. It's hard. And say, no, I reject this. Yes, there are mistakes made. That's what it's like to be in the real world. That's what it's like to be imperfect. But I stand up because I created tens of thousands of jobs, and I created wealth, and I helped people, particularly poor people, by lifting up the economy. So no, I don't apologize for it. But Mitt Romney, like the rest of us, in the face of this kind of a withering, vicious attack, didn't really come out and take swings. and so they lost. And they're depending on the same thing now. And Hillary Clinton is the perfect arbiter for this. She is the perfect stalking horse for the use of scorn. You can just see it on her face. It's seared with this look of smug contempt and holier-than-thou attitude. You know, the left projects, to use a Freudian term. They claim that Christians and they claim that conservatives see life as black and white. When it's them, I mean, they're projecting. They're the ones who are just goose-stepping along. They don't have an original thought. It's all power, earthly power, an overthrow of the more spiritual side of life. It's materialism. Their only dispute is, firstly, how fast, and secondly, of course, the natural disputes that emerge out of ego and competition, which is inevitable. But ideologically, they're all the same. So they'll all coalesce behind Hillary. They'll all vote for Hillary because she's a woman. Never mind that Sarah Palin was a woman. You know, that doesn't count. They'll all play that card. And there won't be an examination of her record because to do so, just like what happened with Obama, it would mean you're something against women, right? And that's, you know, that card was played obviously with Mitt Romney as well. Imagine it'll be played 10 times over this time around. That is, if Hillary looks like she might be, it might be close. It'll get real ugly, real hateful. You know, don't forget Mitt Romney had faced the war against women. What was the war against women? The fact that Republicans didn't support free birth control, that's a war against women. So it's going to be a bumpy year going into the primary and the general election. Hillary Clinton, I think, is formidable. I think she probably will be elected unless the American people can find a candidate and find their voice and take a look at what really is actually in the best interest of the country today and what is the best interest of our nation moving forward, and whether or not they can wither the ugly, hateful storm of self-interested, radical powers that be, very well funded, who will do anything in their quest for total and absolute power. So that's the question of Hillary. Are we going to elect a corrupt corporate lawyer? Because she's on the left, she'll be forgiven. And are we going to attack others for these same charges when, in fact, they're honest lawyers, probably, and use that standard? And are we going to let the media, which is goose-stepping along, get away with it? It remains to be seen, but at this juncture, I'm not all that optimistic. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening this afternoon. Chuck Morse here at Blog Talk Radio. Check out my books at Amazon or Amazon Kindle. Have a nice day, everybody.